another in the dugout. I'm the Anfield Rap with me, Mike Kearney, your host. It's the show where I get to sit down and talk to coaches all throughout the game about their opinions and the journey. Today I'm joined by Jade Moore. Hi Jade, nice one for coming in. You alright?
I'm alright, how are you?
Yeah, sounds. So, before, like, I always talk to, I've talked to quite a few people on here now and we've got to speak about how, you know, where their careers took them and how it started and that mainly. And, you know, you're at the Stephen Gerrard Academy at the moment, but if you go back to the start, when did you, when were you interested in becoming a coach?
I think about 16, it was quite late on actually. You know, I had this big dream of being a footballer at first and then sort of realised that wasn't the route for me, and 16 I just took on that choice.
So I always thought when I was going through as well, like, once you know you're not going to make it in the game, you want to try and stay in the game as long as possible. Was that what made your drive to be, oh well, I'm not going to make it at the level I want to, so I'll do something else to try and get involved?
I mean, yeah, football's obviously always been there. It's always been sort of involved in any way, shape or form within my life, so it was an easy option to try and stay in it.
You sent some notes over before the show and that, obviously, and from where you are now at the Gerrard Academy, you had a bit of a time out in Sri Lanka at the start of your career, or mainly, or sort of a couple of years into your coaching career anyway. What was that like uprooting your life to go and be a coach over there? Was it a hard decision to make at first, or was it one that you just wanted to make as soon as you had the chance?
No, it was a tough one, actually. I've always been a little sort of like a home bird, so I never wanted to leave my mum and dad, and it was just kind of like, you know, I had these big plans to, I had my life planned out right in front of me to live in the world, but obviously took a turn, and speaking to obviously family members and stuff like that, it was an opportunity you sort of couldn't refuse, so.